Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Izzy Gazelle, who is an internationally known facilitator, keynote speaker, and coach. He is one of the first to bring the concept of improv theater into the business world. Izzy, welcome.
Hi, Mitch. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I so thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And I love where you are and who you are and what you do. And I love the audience to get to see you that way. What is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
Organizations with outdated customer-facing cultures.
You know, that so resonates with me. Like, first of all, I went to B school, and I was taught customer service is the number one thing. And then I went into the workforce, and no companies really care about customers. And then this pandemic hits where we can't actually physically see people in person that way. And so everything is by definition outdated. Izzy, tell me more.
Relationships are changed. And the outdated aspect of it is companies are trying to use old material and old wisdom to deal with the new reality and are trying to predict the future. So the challenge is, how do they loosen up without knowing the outcome? How are they willing to work together to create unknown solutions, but be proud of how they process it?
And typically you go in at companies, and is it one-on-one, one-on-group?
It's workshops with small to large groups. I've done 5 or 10. I've done a couple of hundred. And it's an experiential kind of situation. I used to call the program, when I first started, a ropes course for your mind. And the idea was that my interest is really in empowering people to be the best they can be, as I try to be for myself. And this has worked for me.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. And Izzy, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Because I'm old.
Wow.
I've been doing this.
Age does not bestow credibility.
That is true. That is true. I began doing workshops in the early 90s. I used to be a stand-up comic, and I was teaching comedy writing. So I wrote a book on improv in 1997 for business, one of the first. I've done hundreds, if not 1,000 workshops around the world. And I think that my belief in my credibility is the responses that people give me. I work for a wide variety of associations and companies.
And how many people have you been in front of or supported?
Thousands of people, hundreds of companies, and many, many, many countries. And one of the reasons that I think that my credibility is working is I've done it in many languages. I've done improv with translators. So the process itself is really the key.
Oh, beautiful. And Izzy, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
I put people into situations where they're not sure what's going to happen. When they leave, they have a good time with these small workshops and large workshops. And when they leave, they have applicable, tangible skills to implement right away. And I think that's one of my most comforting realizations, is that what I'm doing is relevant.
But you said something interesting. You in the green room, you talked about the exit questions that you would ask.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. At the wrap up, I generally try to get people to take action. So I ask three questions. Based on your experience in the workshop, what are you going to start doing that you haven't been doing before? What are you going to stop doing that you realize, hey, I'm getting in my own way, and here's what I can change? And then finally, what am I going to continue doing? Because I now realize that I got some skills and I'm doing okay. And sometimes we're not even aware of how strong our abilities are.
And you had mentioned that 80% of the people change afterwards and 20% don't. So
yeah, somebody asked me once, does everybody work or do you ever fail? Not everybody takes it to heart and not everybody implements right away. We all know things that we want to change, but don't do it. So one of the things that improv has taught me is to do the best I can, to work as well as I can with others, and recognize I can't control things, everything. So 80%, I'll take it for now. And then people, when at their own time, will implement.
That's beautiful. So listen, this is you. You're hearing this or you're seeing this, and you recognize that your organization has an outdated customer-facing culture. Reaching out to Izzy Gazelle makes a whole lot of sense. Izzy, what's the best way for people to go about doing that?
IzzyG.com is the website, and I'm on LinkedIn, Izzy Gazelle. And look at my LinkedIn learning videos. That'll help you too.
Beautiful. Izzy, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
It was great. I really love this. I really love
it. I'm really glad. Listen, if you're still here, that means you recognize the importance of Izzy's message. It's time to spread some cred dust. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Live Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.